All right, it's 8:41. And happy to have Detective Eric Edson in studio with us here from the Sheboygan Police Department. He visits us from time to time and gives us a lot of interesting info on scams that are affecting our area. Eric, thanks for coming in again, as usual.
Good morning, Kelly. Great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So you wanted to start out with a publisher's clearinghouse scam. This has been impacting the Sheboygan County area?
Yeah, this is one we've seen coming up. We've got a couple calls on it lately, and people have fallen victim in various ways to it. I know we've talked about it before, but it's a variation of like that lottery scam where people will get a phone call saying that they've won a prize, and obviously the appeal that you're going to win, you know, a couple $100,000 or $1 million is there. But then the scammer is going to ask for like a social security number to verify your identity, or maybe a bank account information to deposit your winnings.
And that's when the red flag should go up, right?
It should, because you're never going to have to do that if you really won money. But the problem is, and in addition to that, if you give up that information, then they're going to ask you to go buy these prepaid cards or a gift card at CVS or Walgreens, Pick and Save, whatever, and give them the numbers off of there in, you know, to pay the taxes or the fees related to that. And again, if you win something like that, you shouldn't have to be paying fees for it, and
right,
the taxes will take care of themselves. So we just want people to be aware that these are always a scam. If you get a call like this saying you've won money, it's always going to be a scam. Don't fall for it. But we also want to let people know that if you do fall for it, or have a family member that falls for it, there's a couple of steps that you can do to kind of protect or mitigate the damage. So if you realize that you've fallen victim to one of these scams, make sure that you immediately go online or call the number and freeze your credit to prevent these scammers from using your information, social security number, bank account information, to get money using your information. Order your credit reports for free at annualcreditreport.com. Make sure you're doing that. And then consider going to ssa.gov. That's the website for the Social Security Administration. And you can create an account there called My Social Security, and you can actually like kind of freeze your account. And anytime a change is tried to be made or anything like that regarding your account, they'll notify you first before that change is made. So it's kind of a good safety net to make sure that even if your information is out there, which most of ours is, to be honest, that scammers will have a hard time trying to use that information to exploit and take advantage of you or put you in financial harm.
Are people generally, and you work with this obviously for a living, when you say, you know, the prepaid cards, because, you know, we hear about these things all the time in the business we're in, you know, talking about this stuff. So I'm aware of, you know, when the prepaid card thing should be a red flag, and anybody asking you for personal information, bank information, credit card information, or I'm sorry, social security numbers. Those are all red flags to me, but are there a lot of people out there who are just oblivious to all of this stuff and some of these red flags that you
sure,
and I
sure. So I think a couple times ago we talked about social engineering, and part of the reason why these scams work is because the scammers do their homework and they target people who are vulnerable, maybe people that don't have a lot of tech savvy or might not know better, or people who might be in financial hardship. And like I said, the prospect of winning, you know, $1 million or something like that, or people that are lonely. I mean, some elderly people that might not have family around that are lonely, somebody calls them up and engages them in conversation. They seem really nice, and now they're offering to give them money. They just want to believe so badly that money is real, that the normal, maybe, you know, we might refer to as common sense, or those red flags, they just don't go up for them. So that's why it's so important to, if you have family members that are a little bit older or not really tech savvy, to share this information with them and check in with them and make sure that, because that's how we find out a lot about the scams, is a family member will call. It's not necessarily the victim that calls, but a family member that has a conversation and finds out that their parent or someone, a neighbor, is doing this, and so they contact the police.
All right, very good. I understand it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yeah, every month has a couple of things, right?
Yeah.
So in kind of preparing for today, I found out that it is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's sponsored by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is a great government acronym. But basically, it's just to draw awareness to things that we can do as a society to protect ourselves, understanding that technology is everywhere. Our personal data is out there. I mean, the chances, I think I saw a statistic recently that 70% of us, our information has been subject to some type of data breach and is out there somewhere.
Wow.
And when you think about the cost of that to society. You know, back about 20 years ago, people were seeing pop-up ads on their computer, and people would get, you know, click on something to make a fake donation or something, and a scammer would get me like $100. And then credit card fraud about 10 years ago started being real big, and you get a couple thousand dollars of charges. Now it's not uncommon to hear about people trying to get $1 million by blackmailing a corporation because of their data, or you know, something like that. So the cost to us as a society is huge. So it's incumbent upon all of us to take steps to protect our data the best we can. And like I said, it's out there. So what do we do as a society? And you think, well, I don't have any real assets. Why would they want to come after me? Well, the point is that they can use your information to target other people too, like using social media contacts, things like that. And if you're not protecting your data, then you're subjecting yourself to potential scams and things like that. Because our data is out there on the dark web, it's a lot easier for a scammer just to buy that for, like, I can get your name for, you know, 25 cents someplace, then I can get maybe your address or your, I go to a couple of different places and get bits and pieces of information, and then I can start taking out accounts or creating fake social media to talk to your friends. So there's a lot of risk out there. So there's a couple things that I'll just kind of maybe go through real quickly. We're going to have all this stuff on our website, so if I go too quickly, we'll be able to have people check it out on our website. This is one of the most important that I argue with my wife about a lot is picking proper passwords.
Yes.
So even if you just pick a common word like password and add a number to it, there are password crackers that within, you know, seconds can decode millions of password combinations. So don't pick common things. Use something that's hard to guess. Make them as long as complex as you can. And what really helps with that is a password manager. There's lots of them out there that will create difficult passwords automatically for you. You only have to remember one password to log into that program. It works great. And also, this is hard too, but think of the phrase one account, one password. You should never really reuse passwords in case something is.
I think we've all been guilty of doing
and
that.
And it's hard.
Time
I mean,
two.
It's difficult, but inconvenient. But the other phrase that the Awareness Month is using is stop, think, connect. And it's just a reminder to be thoughtful when you're visiting websites to make sure you're typing the URL into the web address bar, not just clicking on a link blindly. Be careful what information that you're sharing. Making sure, this is really important too, making sure you're updating your software on your computer, the firmware for devices that you might have, and the operating system. Those upgrades really help protect against the latest threats for malware and viruses, and keeping up to date with that is really important. Shutting down old accounts that you don't use anymore that might just be out there is another good tip. And then also check and be aware of the permissions on your apps. All of us typically have phones with different apps on them, and some of the permissions are pretty liberal out there that collect a lot of data about you, and you have control over that. Just check and make sure that you understand when you download an app or use a website, don't just blindly click on the permission thing. Make sure you kind of skim it, read it, make sure you know what information they're taking from you.
Yeah, I think I've been guilty of that too. You just
Click
download and then you don't even read the fine print. But
absolutely.
I guess we should start doing that.
And maybe we'll talk about it in the future, but there's a lot of studies coming out that show how much information these corporations are collecting on us and how vulnerable that is to a cyber attack, that criminals can get their hands on that information and use that to commit crime. So. And then just finally, if in doubt, don't give it out. We talked about this a lot in the past. Protect your personal information. Don't just volunteer it to people that call or text you. Don't reply to unsolicited offers, even if they seem amazing. You know, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, right? And then we talked about this also. Avoid social media surveys. I mean, this is one of the ways that scammers get the most information is we think it's so benign to fill out a survey on Facebook, but really, those questions are designed to elicit information that might be clues for passwords and other things that we do, you know, where we're visiting, where we're going, things like that.
All good advice. And anything else you want to add this morning, Eric?
Just check out our website. We'll have it up earlier or later today. We'll have some links for the Cybersecurity Awareness Month, some other tips that we weren't able to talk about today, and just share that information with friends. Make sure, especially like I said, if you have people that aren't tech savvy, make sure that you're checking in with them and sharing this information with them as well.
And what is your website address, just so folks know?
SheboyganPolice.com. And then if you go to the community tab, there is a fraud prevention link on there, and that will take you to past topics that we've talked about, as well as the stuff for Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
All right. Sounds great. Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thanks, Kelly.
See you in a couple of weeks, right?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. Stay with us. We'll check business news next here at WHBL.
This week's featured home of the week is brought to you by Olivia Beard.